Mishnah says in Berachos, the end of Kesef Melachim, the Chemdam and Aleph, Zer Klal. This is the Klal. This is the general rule. Koshu Ikav Yimei Tefela. Whenever you're eating two foods, one of them is the Ikav, one of them is the main food, and the other is the Tefel, secondary to it. Avarcha Ikav Paitas Tefela. You make a Baruch on the Ikav and you pat the Tefel. We're talking about when you're eating two foods, each one has a different bracha. A mushroom, eating a piece of cake which has a layer of fruit in it, or an apple strudel which is cake mezainis. It also has a layer of apples in it, or cherries in it, and that would be berachah eitz. So the din is you make a mezainis and you pat to the fruit. You don't have to make a berachah eitz in the fruit. I saw what I think is a marzik psak from Rabbi Yosha. Anyone who was in Eretz Yisrael by Simcha, by Kiddush and Shabbos, they give you shami kugel. And the way they serve it on a plate, separate plate, it's cut in a triangle, and they give it a pickle. So the shami kugel always comes with a pickle on the side. So Yosha Paskin, that the pickle is a tuffle to the shami kugel, and you don't make a bracha on the pickle. You just make a mezainis on the kugel, and you pat and you don't make a very pure dom on the pickle, you pat the pickle. And this for them, not only that, but Yosha said, even if you eat the pickle first, he goes, half a pig of stock. He said, you take the pickle, you make a mezainis. You make a mezainis in the pickle, and you eat the pickle first, and then you eat the yishami kugel. Because the only reason they're putting the pickle next to the yishami kugel is that it enhances the taste of the yishami kugel. You eat something a little bit sour first, that makes the taste of the yishami kugel a little better. So the ganzen dach is a tuffle, so I think it's more like psak. He says, your mama, that's called like a tuffle, and you only make a mezainis. You see that he held the dover pashut that even if they're separate, they're not connected, and even if you're eating it first, the tuffle, you just make a bracha on the ikka and you pass the tuffle. I would think maybe you should hold them both in your hand when you make the bracha. You don't just pick up the pickle and make a mezainis. Maybe hold the whole plate at once and make a mezainis, and then you might eat the chamutz and the pickle first. I think it's half a thing of sack. It's yidua that in ikka of a tuffle, one of the foods, machon, that's the biggest ikka, is lechem, is bread. The person washes and makes a soup, then he starts with bread, you make a bracha on the lechem, on the pas, and you patas everything. Patas everything in the whole soup. Bemis, the Gemara says, and Rashi, Daphne Malaf and Beis, what? Except for wine. So that's a Rashi, and it says that the lashon is that the reason is because everything is called nalachtem as a path. Everything is called like nalachtem, like a spread on the path. It helps you eat the bread.
That would be a right to Rabbi Yosha if he said that it's also
like
tuffle. Could you eat it
separately
for sure?
Right. But it's also like an inyan of a tuffle. I heard that people are asking today that why does it still apply today? Maybe a mole, the ikka of a suda was the bread. Someone said to me, maybe in Eretz Yisrael, still the ikka of a suda is the pizza, the bread. That's the most filling. But today, he said, Lamashal, you don't come to a chasna, and there's a bilkula, it's like a, today there's an ice bilkula, and you wash on the bread. But after that, you forget about the bread. You need to go on to the appetizer, the soup, the main course. Everything is tuffel to the bread. We don't even forget about the bread. I don't even think about the bread. Or he said to me, the person having a nice steak, a nice expensive American steak, and then he's having some bread with it also. You can say the ick is the bread, the ick is the steak. You know, what's the shock that even today we still say that you make a bracha on the bread and it pops everything else? What might the leave this? In that Mishnah from Dalam Maralam from Brachas, it's also a lach in Shechanach HaChaim Sim Reshu Beisif Alach. The Mishnah says there's one exception, that where bread is not the ick. The exception is Maliach. Maliach was that it's a very salty fish that they used to eat. And the Gemara says, this fish was so salty that a person could not be soluble. It was so strong, the salty fish, that the only way he could eat it was to eat it together with bread. And the bread would be made to get a little bit the saltiness, he was able to eat it. So the Mishnah says, if you're eating Maliach together with pas, Mavarach al-Maliach will put this a pas. Over there, that's the one case where the pas is toppled, because you're not eating the bread for the bread, you're only eating the bread today to eat the Maliach. So that would be a case where you make a shakal and you pat the path. A friend of mine, Harav Shmuel Luria, he's a rov down the road in villas, the Knudges, Zuchim Chaim. He told me, he said, somebody asked him a shayla. It's not a shayla. Because if a person would eat, we know the din is, the Gemara says, himself in the Kafan from Aleph, that in Kiddush or Makom Suda. To get to Kiddush and Shabbos, there has to be a Makom Suda. So what would be if a person, and Makom Suda means that when you make Kiddush V'yetz, you have to eat the Kazayas Mizvayimis, or Kazayas Lechem, Kazayas Chalak, Kazayas Bread. What would be if a person made Kiddush and he ate Meliach? Ate this maliach, this salty fish, which would not be kish makan suda. The maliach, the fish itself, is only shakal. But because of the maliach, he ate a kazayis of bread with it. Do you say that he was yes to kish makan suda, and the maisi ate a kazayis of bread with it? Or do you say that, no, the bread was only a tuffle. He wasn't really eating the bread. The bread was only a tuffle, so maybe that's not called kish makan suda. That was the shayla. So my friend, this is a nice film about 2 years ago, he went to Israel. You might be telling me that, it's a nice shayla, I don't know.
What do you mean? You don't bench?
Yekav Etachal goes on Baruch HaRishayin and Baruch HaChayinah maybe, in the Chayinah, yeah? But the shayla was, he thought ate the Kzayis from bread, was the Yitzchak Shmach Masuda. So this is nice, it's about 2 years ago, Shmuel Lui went to Israel. And he went, and then the following year, and he went to visit the Bzunda Kreisva. Alam Shalom, Zechayin Levracha, Agad Al-Hadad, that was Nifta recently, but he went in, his Zechayin to go with him before his Nifta. And he asked him the Shaila. He had some talk and learning, he asked him the Shaila. And the Bzunda Kreisva told him that it's Poshet Yinad Yetzi Kishmat Masuda. He says, it's only a tuffle, and then even though he ate a Kzayis of bread together, I should have been marking this also. So Shmuel Lui was also married to me, he said, then this is the place to say that today, but this maliach has come out not by himself. We don't really know what this maliach is. The salty fish. It was in the time of the Mishnayos, but we don't have it today. But the same shayin of them is you could ask on other things. He said, Lamash on cheesecake. There's a big shayin on Peskim, on some, if you know the way cheesecake looks, what bracha do you make on cheesecake? Cheesecake is also has a little cake on the bottom, but it's very, very thick amount of cheese on top and other ingredients, shakal on top. So, Pasha, we have a klal. Normally, everything is tafel to mezainis. When you have mezainis, that's the ikka, and everything is tafel. But a lot of poskim, and the Inez is one of them, he paskin on cheesecake, we say that the mezainis is tafel to the ikka. We know the klal is that the mezainis is only a dabek, is only there to keep it held together, then the mezainis is a tafel. But he says in cheesecake also, you can't go say, as I write that the mezainis is the ikka, it's only a small amount. The cheese is the ikka. I'm not sure where the velt is noig, but duchsuch that the velt is noig, we make a mezainis and cheesecake. But like he said, we have the same shayla over here. Let's say someone is knowing like Rabbi Nezer. Let's say the pilot she is. He's knowing like Rabbi Nezer, and he makes a shakal on cheesecake. So he makes kiddush on Shabbos, some milchik a kiddush on Shavuos, and he eats a lot of cheesecake, and he ends up eating a whole kazayas of the mezainis. But the maestro made a shakal. It's cheesecake. It's much more cheese, and he made a shakal. He was knowing like Rabbi Nezer that the mezainis is a tafel, so he makes a shakal on the cheesecake, and he ended up eating a kazayas of mezainis. What's the yaitz kish makom suda? So that would be a more practical application of the shayla.
Yeah, but can't that, that's even worse, because according to the Pesach, if you make a shahakim, because you don't even look at it as pas above the kisna b'chlam. You don't look at it as a shtickle pas. You look at it as...
But if you would eat that, if you look at it on its own...
Most of them make it, you can't call it kish magmas. That would be pas. So if it's such a mixture of cheesecake, so he's considering it cheese, not cheesecake. That's why it's called, it's not cake.
Okay, okay. But the cake part on itself is significant. It is there. I mean, it is there. You feel, you taste. A lot of places can possibly make mezainis. So even the ones that hold that you don't make a mezainis is because it's considered a tafel. You make a bracha dek, you pass it a tafel. But the shayla is, a mice, the yedek is ayes of mezainis. Because the yetza, kishmakam suda. Yeah, enechami. Okay, so I don't think it's so hard. I think it's so difficult, especially if you hold on small shiurim for the day, you know, and you have a big brisk shiur, you know, it's not that hard. What will be done? So, yes, the shayla to Zun Lekreza. And Zun Lekreza, the friend of Rechim told him, it's poshut that you're not yet to Kishmach Masuda. Since it's only a tafel, it's not considered that you ate mezainis, it's only a tafel, it's poshut you're not yet to. Then, yes, the Enselon Yeren, he went to Chaim Kinevsky, and he asked Chaim Kinevsky the same shayla. So somebody ate a maliach and he ate with it. He made kiddush, he ate a maliach and he had with it.
Yes, both.
He has a maliach and he ate cheesecake with and he was not like an avinezer and those spices can be made shakal, but he ended up eating kazayas mezainis also. Was yes the kishmakam suda? Chaim Kinevsky told him, "Poshut is yetsa kishmakam suda." He said, "I guess poshut is yetsa." He says, "You ate kazayas mezainis. Poshut is yetsa." So you hear? The Zulu crazy told him, "Poshut, you're not yetsa kishmakam suda. It's only a tafel. This is not the." This is not the Zionist, and the Mechem Kiddush is a kid. Plus, you are Yetzim. Right? So, what's Pshat? So, Shmuel Lurie, I think he said very good. He said like this. He said, what's the reason why by Ikka Tuffle you make a bracha on the Ikka and you pop to the Tuffle? You don't make a bracha on the Tuffle. Is the reason because the Tuffle is like in the Agavitz? He's saying it was Kamisha Enoi. It's like the Tuffle's not here at all. What's the Pshat? The Tuffle is here, and over there, and you Yetzim with the bracha of the Ikka on the Tuffle. Really, you are mechivin the bracha on the tafel, but the yetsu the bracha on the ikka on the tafel. He says, "Chayyeh, that's the shayla over here." And the zundukur is the hell like the tzad that the tafel is like kmishena. It's not even here. That's why you're not making bracha. You're not making bracha because it's kmishena. It's not like it's not here. Therefore, you're not yetsu because you're makmisuda. And Chaim Kieski would hold that no, it is like it's here, and you are yetsu, and you are mechivin the bracha. It's just the bracha of the ikka part of the tafel.
There's a raya that bracha ikka part of the tafel.
Yeah.
Because by much by spiritual, if you left off with milk at the end,
right,
and you drink the milk separate, you don't make a shot. Take the Cheerios with milk.
Maybe it's all because it's like the topple. Still, you mean the
topple. You're drinking milk, you can't take them out of the left.
It's a matter of sure about the halacha, what you're saying either.
It's
matter of
sure.
Yeah? I was thinking from the Lashon of the Mishnah itself that Mavarach al-Ikku poita tefela. There's a bissel mashma. It does say the tuffle doesn't need a bracha. It says you make a bracha on the ikka and you pop it. There's mashma like that side. That you that the tuffle is having a bracha, but then the bracha on the ikka. But you can say on the amaita maybe the lashon of mishnah zavdafka, and you make a bracha on the ikka and you don't have to make a bracha on the tail. But then he showed me this shmoluyu. He showed me that this chakir is the chazanish. The chazanish mamish is the chakir, and he just has a little bit of this in nusach. Chazanish says also, what's the reason we don't make a bracha on the tuffle? And his lashon is, do you say tuffle ain't tzarich bracha? The nitzuchi a bracha mimenu came in shurak tuffle. Do you say the tuffle does not need a bracha? There's no chi a bracha on the tuffle since it's only tuffle. But then the Chazanish says the other side is, or do you say perushay she tuffle ain't tzarich bracha didei? El she tzarich at the birchas ikka. The tuffle doesn't need its own bracha. It needs now the bracha of the ikka. But the ata with an ayin, and now the ikka of a tuffle bechatein shavos. The bracha and the ikka tuffle are the same bracha. Normally, let's say on the apple strudel, normally the apples would be a bracha eighth. But the chazanish says, but now these apples mitzvah have a bracha of mezainah. Who bichas ikka? Who gam bichas the tuffle? He says again, the bracha of the ikka becomes the bracha on the tuffle.
The other pshat is not commandless.
Well,
okay.
He says nitzel chiyav bracha mina. Okay.
Nitzel chiyav
bracha. But then at least you can say it's tzara. Nitzel chiyav bracha mina.
Yeah, that's why
it
was
not to make bracha
either. It
was
nitzel.
Maybe because you
want to
make
it. But at least if it's tzara that way, according to the other pshat, that there is a chiyav bracha. This chazanish, by the way, is in a chayim simchav zayin ois tef. According to that side, that the tafel needs a bracha. It's just yaitza with the bracha of the yikka. That's definitely. There's more mashma that you're eating something, and there's a tzad to say yetsi kishmak m'suda. According to the first tzad that it has no chiyah bracha at all, there's a tzad to say it's not considered a chiyah.
Won't be in the Pesach or in Sukkah.
I'm sure in Pesach, but it's not gonna take off the chametz. Oh, here if it's such a case. You have a different problem with Mabatul Tam. You can't be Mabatul Tam on Matzah.
And Sukkah?
I took it more of a Shaila. Maybe a very similar Shaila. The same way we're clarifying, are you Yates the Kish Magav Suda? Because it's Yifate the Kzayas, maybe the same Chakir if you Chayiv in Sukkah. Very nice. Yeah, maybe the same Shaila for that. But anyway, it seems this is the Chazanish Chakir that is the. What's the Pshat in the Ikka Tafel that we don't make a Bracha in the Tafel? Is the Pshat not Chayiv in the Bracha at all? Or is the Pshat that the Bracha in the Ikka part of the Tafel? And Chazmish brings a beautiful raya from Tosfos in the Sugya, from Dalam Ralph. The Gemara says over there another case of Eichle Perski Noisa. Perski Noisa were this Mashundag of sweet fruit. It was very, very special fruit that was very, very musak, very, very sweet. And it was so sweet that the person would eat it, not Shehom Himenu. The Gemara said, he was Mamash Chalmash. I don't know if it means literally he was Mamash died from it. It was so sweet, or he was Mamash Chalmash, he was faint from it. And the Gemara says the only way that they were able to eat Periski Noisa was to immediately afterwards eat a maliach, eat this special salty fish. That would take away to be Meshav Nashrei. That would bring back the nefesh that he'd be able to handle the sweetness, he would be able to eat maliach. But the Maisa, then when he has to eat the maliach, he can't handle the salty, the maliach. So then he would have to eat lechem with it. So when you eat Periski Noisa, you have to eat maliach, and when you eat the maliach, you have to eat pas with it. So the Gemara says you make a broch on the Periski Noisa, make a broch per eight. Then you make a bracha on the maliach, make a shakal, and the bracha on the maliach passes the pas. You don't make a bracha on the pas. That's the Gemara. In fact, tell you the question of the kasha. If the whole maliach was only to be meshav nashrei because they to eat the peskinesa, why are you making a bracha on the maliach? Again, the Gemara says you make a, you eat peskinesa, you have to eat a maliach, and you eat maliach, you have to eat pas. So the Gemara says you make a bracha for eitz on the peskinesa, then you make a shakal on the maliach, and that passes the pas. In fact, you should just make a bracha for eitz on the peskinesa, and that should pass the maliach, because that's only a tafel, and that should pass the pas. From Tosfos Kasha, you see that the din of ikka v'tafel goes on the tafel also. Tosfos seems to hold the pasha, just like an ikka patas the tafel, it'll pat the lechem is not a tafel to peskinesa, it's a tafel to the tafel. You see that Tosfos is a pasha that ikka should pat the tafel with tafel. It's bihalacha that speaks about this in Arachayim, Sim Kufayim Dan on Sifbeid, but this Tosfos seems to hold a pasha that ikka should pat the tafel with tafel. But upon him, this is Tosfos Kasha. Why is the Gemara saying you make a bracha on the peskinesa by parents, and then you make a bracha on the maliyah? And that part of the pas, you shouldn't even make a bracha on the maliach. It should be the peskinesa should be the ikka, and it should pop the tuff or the tefillah of the maliach also. So Tosfos says two tirutzim. One tirutz Tosfos says is that the Gemara means where he did not eat the maliach voisei maimid at that time. It was about a person, he thought he could handle it. He ate the peskinesa, and he thought, you know, everyone says you can't handle it, you get sick, you must eat maliach. He says, no, I can handle it. He ate it. And he taka got sick, but it was like a half hour later, he was still sick from it, then he couldn't take it, then he took the maliach. But it was such a hefsik zman that already he can't stay with Nikka Batafel, so he makes a bracha on the maliach, and then he couldn't handle the maliach, so he had he pass with it, so that part of the pass, that's his first teretz. And his second teretz says, Iname, b'shosh ocho peskinoisa, loha yisham adayim maliach. The time he ate the peskinoisa, the maliach was not there. He didn't realize that, again, he thought he could handle it, but it wasn't Hefzik's mind. As soon as he ate the Peskinesa, he was challenging. He was almost not sure he meant it. He couldn't handle it. He needed immediately to have a Maliach, and he had somebody run next door to a neighbor and bring him immediately a Maliach. But there was no Hefzik's mind, but the Maisa was not there at the time, and the Bracha only popped at something that was at least in the house, so he expected to eat. That's why the bracha of the peskinesa is not part of the maliach. That's what the Gemara. But the maliach, the bracha of the maliach, is part of the pas. So, take the chazanish. If the reason why by ikka v'tafel you don't make a bracha on the tafel is because it's like a command lesser, like it's not here, it's not considered an achinah, you're only eating the ikka, then we might not mean if it was here or not. It's still an achinah's tafel. You're not eating it for itself. It's still an achinah's tafel. It should not need a bracha. But if you hold the other way, that the reason why you don't make a bracha on the tafel is because the bracha of the ikka pop is a tafel, then we can pashen taste the svar. For the bracha of the ikka, the part of the tafel, it has to be here. If it's not here, then the bracha of the ikka cannot pop to the tafel. So the chazanish brings the shakarai, and this tastes that the reason why ikka v'tafel, you don't make a bracha on the tafel, is because the bracha of the ikka pop is a tafel, and the nafkamina and the chir is to understand this tastes. Or nafkamina would be if you bring the tafel from another house right away afterwards, and it wasn't here. If you hold the bracha at all, then you wouldn't have to make a new bracha. You still wouldn't make a bracha on the tafel. But Tosfos holds that when you bring a lady, you do have to make a bracha on the tafel. It's a raya that the pshat and ikka v'tafel is the bracha the ikka patas the tafel. And this would be the way we're learning, the way we're understanding Chaim Kineski's psak that the ma'aseh there is an achila of the tafel. That's a mischayv in the bracha. It's just the bracha of the ikka, part of the tafel. And then you would be yitzik yishmak mezuzah.
If it doesn't pass, it's only when you eat it together. What's the difference? It has to come even right away. Even being a second lady, when it together.
Well, we said before, you know, even if it's ikka, tafel passes even when it's eaten separately. We said, I think you missed it. We said, chiddush from Yashar, you need to eat the tafel first. But the nice of that was is right. This chazanish, which chazan sakir, and he pushes that this side, that the reason why we don't make a bracha on a tafel by ikka v'tafel is because the bracha the ikka pat is the tafel. I have shikol diik in a different avni neza in Arachayim simul amaches that avni neza holds the other way, that it's not chayv a bracha at all. The avni neza talks about different shayla. They asked him about a certain tafshal of basa tochen, which was a ground meat. It seems like a meatloaf. Some sort of a tafshal, a dish, a meichel, some sort of a meatloaf that they used to stick in it pieces of lechem, like leftover challah. They were sticking pieces of challah in the meatloaf, and you saw it. You saw the lechem, and then as it writes, it was about 10 to 1. It was about 10 parts ground meat and one part challah, one part pieces of bread in it, and you saw the lechem, and they asked him, what bracha do you make on this? So then, he's pretty marach in it, and he writes that he was doris v'chayka by cooks. He asked them, what's the reason you're putting in this bread, these pieces of challah inside this meatloaf? And they told him two reasons. That one reason is they have a dabek abasa that holds it together better. So when you have some bread in it, it keeps the shape, it keeps the meatloaf held together. And the other reason they told him was, it makes it yisakal lechal etzel skenim. That older people just find it easier to eat. Together, when it's partly challah in it, it makes it a little bit easier to eat. And then Rabbi Nezi writes, yes, his mother. The Hengel Mamma from Rabbi Nezi, yes, his mother also used to make this meatloaf with challah, and put it into the meatloaf. And she said, yes, mother, why do you do that? Why do you put the challah in? And his mother said that she thinks it's done, though she does it because to make it bigger. You know, when you have a pashut from Anias, you know, when you had regular just the meat, it could serve 10 people. When you had the challah in, it could serve 11 people. You stretch it out a little bit more, you could serve more people. The is very mayach in this Indian. And at the end, towards the end, Oisi Yudalad, it has 14 Oisis in this Indian. Oisi Yudalad, he ends up with a final sack that is really spelled in both ways, but he says the mice should make a shahakal, and you should pata the bread, make one shahakal on this. And he says the reason is because, even though it's spelled in both ways, because the mice have the evid, if you make a shahakal on bread, yirtza. Shahakal yirtza everything. So better make a shahakal, which be the evid yirtza. In case you go the other way, and you make a moitzi, on this meatloaf, he says it's chashash brach levatola. He writes according to the tzad that the brach was shahakol, how is that brach levatola?
What about the tzil sidan?
He doesn't. I guess he meant that also. We brach levatola on both.
No, the tzil sidan not a brach, but you have to do the tzil sidan.
Maybe I'm not sure about that. But Rami says here's my diak. The fact that the Avnei Nezer calls it brach levatola, I think is a raya that the Nezer held that the tefil does not need a brach at all. Because if the pshat is that by ikav a tefil, really the tefil needs a bracha. It's just the yitz with the bracha of the ikav. So if someone makes a mistake, almost even on an apple strudel, and you make a boy for your eight, the chayu would not be a bracha of a tama. It would be the payers, the apples in the apple strudel needs a bracha. And he made a bracha. What he did wrong was, he wasn't yitz on the cake, and he ended up, he's doing a different affair. He's eating asalaimis b'angam hazebeli bracha. He's eating the mezainis without a bracha on the mezainis. But it wasn't a bracha batala, he made a bracha on the apple. So, but if you hold that, if you hold that pshat in the tuffel, if you hold pshat in the tuffel, it's not chayav bracha at all, that would be a bracha batala. So the fact that Avi Nezer holds a bracha batala is my idea, I think, that Avi Nezer holds not like the chazanish. He holds the pshat in the tuffel is that the tuffel doesn't need a bracha at all, which would be like a zonda kreza. Doesn't need a tuffel at all, and then you would be yetzik ishmak and suzo.
Maybe the fact that you have a chiv to eat alone could never take away
I'm not sure what you mean, but the mice. You want to be yaitza.
Well, you see by let's say.
He's saying the person mechavim for suda. So yeah. It would change.
Big machlek is the stipler and Shimon Zalman Erbach, I believe. A person is Yitzchak Shemakim Suda, and then he has, and then by his reg, was he Yitzchak already, his second Suda of Shabbos, and then when he goes home and has a Suda, is that already Shalom Shuzas? Now, for me, Niz, if he has to say, does he have to bench over?
Right.
One of them holds that he wasn't Yitzchak, it's not considered Shalom Shuzas, it's the second Suda, and he has to bench over. One of them holds, no, this is already the third Suda, because he's Yitzchak.
Yeah, he wants the bread.
Okay.
Anytime the guy doesn't want bread,
you can't say, I don't want it, that's a tough one. If you want to make it, you can't say, you're right, maybe Cheshire would change the broth in the Shayna. Possibly. Probably.
Sorry, in the in Shana Shiva's Mishnah Alachas from Agurim and Asher Klein, Chel Gid Alach from Kufim Malach, he brings an old shayla about schnitzel. You know, anyone's a little bit older, anyone's in America, it used to be called chicken cutlets, fried chicken cutlets, then they caught on the Yitzhodika name schnitzel, everybody calls it now the Yitzhodika name schnitzel. And so they have schnitzel the way we have, the way America has hamburgers, it's a very basic food. It's a fried piece of chicken with sometimes a thicker layer, sometimes not so thick, a thick layer of crust on it, like mezainis. So shayla is, what bracha do you make on this? Do you make a bracha mezainis for the mezainis part of the schnitzel, or do you make a shahakal? So Menashe Klein writes, Kahar Yuzokin, and he quotes the Avnei Nezer, that paskin that you make a shahakal. And he means this Avnei Nezer that we said before about the meatloaf. And then he says, well, the mice, anyone who's careful and doesn't eat schnitzel out of the suza, only make sure he washes and avoids the whole shayla, tavi lo bracha. So I just want to be worried that he says it's over posture that the Nezer stock goes on schnitzel. He doesn't really mention that the food that the Nezer was talking about was not schnitzel, it was something else. And it seems to me you can't compare the two. The Nezer's case, again, was about this meatloaf that had pieces of bread in it. And the Menashe Klein holds that the posh is the same thing about schnitzel. There's maybe chalukim. First of all, the fact that it's different is maybe it's not for anyone to compare. You can't compare apples and oranges. Maybe there's a chiluk. Maybe only over there there's a paskin that you make a shakal. Maybe here might be different. One chiluk might be. One thing I was thinking might be the fact that lechem is more chashiv. It's so chashiv in a way. It's easier to lose the chashivas. Because the whole chashivus of the lechem is only if it's a piece of bread that's eaten separately. Maybe the fact that lechem, because it's stuck inside a meatloaf, that's why it loses chashivus easier than mezainis. Mezainis, the fact that it's not as chashiv as lechem, doesn't lose its chashivus so fast. But whatever is more chashiv, it's easy to lose the chashivus. You know, it's not the chashivus of lechem anymore. It's not the chashivus of lechem anymore. So another chalik I was thinking, and this would be the other way, maybe really. It could be, and I realize in my aim into this, everyone speaks about this, but it could be tough. Well, normally the shayla is when each one is something that's eaten on its own. Like we said before, an apple strudel, you know, the cake part is something that can be eaten on its own, and the apples is something that can be eaten on its own. Or even by cheesecake, the cheese part can be eaten on its own, maybe, and the cake part can be eaten on its own. But over here, by schnitzel, the mezainis part cannot be eaten on its own. It's not something that's ever eaten on its own. So there, maybe if I can't, maybe that's why it's not the same more to tuffle. Even a little bit more. But to me, it's not so posh to go be medamit to assume it's like the same thing as Avnei Nezer. Also, what the Mishnah Halacha said, that hamachmir to eat it only in the Suda, I would think of a different ace, more posh ace, and believe that this is what I always try to do, and I say this in my house, this is what I think the right way to do, is whenever you eat schnitzel, in case you don't have with it something that's mezainis and shakal, make sure you do. Take a little cracker with it. You take a little cracker, you make a mezainis on the cracker first. Take a drink, some soda or some juice or water, make a shakal, and avoid the whole shayla. It seems to me that would be a bad answer. I forgot to say this, but I said before that the belt is asking, why people are asking today why even today we say that lechem bread is the main part of the suda and the pot is everything. Today the bread is not the main part. If you get on to the next course, you forget about it. You're not really so busy. Or if you're eating like a steak, you're not really so busy with the lechem. But it could be maybe a little sugar story. I once heard somebody was murdered that one of the reasons why lechem is such an ick, such a chashuv zach, is in the place of bayir, the Eibush Peshat and the Vel from all foods, is kamat the only food that you never get tired of. There's no other food that you eat every single day and not get genug shayin and say, I can't take this anymore. You try to eat steak every day, you won't be able to handle it. If you try to even eat certain fruits every single day, eventually you just get sick of it. You can't do it anymore. The one food the Eibush made was lechem bread. You just don't get tired of it. Some sort of half of the chashuv is the bread. So maybe that's the chashivus of bread, that it always remains an ikka, because there's nothing as chashuv as that, that you never get tired of. Agav, I once heard that someone was married that in davening, Shemen Esther, which was written by was given to us by Ran Sheknes HaGdoi in Baruch HaKadosh, from the Eibush of Baruch HaKadosh, is also married the Tefillah, that person never gets any ayefus, or tired of saying it. If you think about it, you know, you can say it three times a day, and it's always mamish with the same fishkite. And so that's only something that we have. We're afraid that we should never get tired of it. This Agav mentioned is interesting machlokes achrenim. That if a person eats a hefek zayis from let's say from the chmesh minim zaynus, he eats a hefek zayis from zaynus, which if you ate a whole zayis, you have to make an al mechia. But only had a hefek zayis, he doesn't make an al mechia. And then he also had a hefek zayis of let's say shahakol, which if he ate a whole zayis, would be in a bainafasha. So, for example, he had a little cake and ice cream. He had a hefek zayis cake, so there's not a shef and al mechia, and he had a hefek zayis of ice cream. So it's not a shefer by nefashas. So some places can say that you don't make any bracha chayna. You don't make an al mechia because you didn't have a shia al mechia. And you make it by nefashas, you didn't have a shia by nefashas. But Big Yosef says, B'shem the Knesset Gedolim, another chaynim hold, that the hefek zayis from Zionist is mistarif to the hefek zayis of peiris or ice cream, and you would make a by nefashas. You have to understand his sorrow. The other chaynim hold, and they say, the halacha is, if a person makes even b'dievet a by nefashas, on cake, you're not yaitza. You still have to make an al-mechia. So you see that l'chayah, that bein nefashas has no sheiches to these things that are chayv and al-mechia. So just because you had hefek zayis of al-mechia, why should that be mistar that hefek zayis bein nefashas? But that seems to be an interesting chayke sechayin. I saw a different chiddush p'sak halacha from Shom Zayim and Erbach, that person ate a zayis of mezaynus, and he had with it, let's say, a hefek zayis of peyus m'shivas aminim. Hefek zayis of, let's say, grapes. Let's say it wasn't a bay, a face, you weren't getting involved with the channel bay, but he had a hip gazayas of grapes, which if he had a gazayas, he would have to make an all eights, all three eights. Also, brachach to main sheva. But he only had a hip gazayas. Tainu Shom Zaman, since he's making anyway an al mechia, he's allowed to be kernel with it, the hip gazayas of all eights. And he can make a brachach al mechia, a kol of all eights, all three eights. Which is more than a chivish. The Paris itself was not enough to be mechayavim, but he says you're making anyway an al mechia, you can be kernel with it, this all eights. Kenzain, maybe somehow it's telling you in the other machlokes achrenim with the bekeis that we said before. Yes,
okay.
Same thing. According to Shom Zaman, you make a lecha kol of algeh ve'gav and zavich chiddush. Should be a hefsek, bro.
There's a lot that are machlokes between the thickness of the.
Yeah, that's a lot of poskim.
Yeah.
Why would it be a big chiddush when it's